Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. For the last month, Breezy has gone out of her way to campaign to make sure everyone in the 585 knows that she was nominated for Rochester City Magazine's Best Local Media Personality.
Yeah.
Well, last Friday was the award ceremony, and because there was a conflict of interest, but also no guarantee that Breezy had won, she didn't attend. So
Couldn't swing it.
So we've been wondering for the last 6-7 days now if Breezy has, you know, another reason to pat herself on the back. Well, we no longer have to sit on the edge of our seats, you guys, because yesterday, I don't know where I was, but I missed a call from Breezy, and I get a voicemail from her with the results. And I want to play you that voicemail right now. Live on the air, because I found it so pathetic.
Cue it up.
Take a listen to the message Breezy left me on what the results were for winning Best Local Media Personality in the 585. Did she do it? Here it is.
Hey, it's me. I just got some pretty devastating news about the Best of Rochester Awards, and not gonna lie, like, I'm triggered. I'm very triggered. I just feel like all my hard work, all the campaigning, it was all for nothing. It's a wash. So, context clues, didn't win. Actually, so angry. Like, not even angry, just sad. Like, you think you know some people, you think you know what's gonna happen, and you try your hardest, and like, oh, slipping through the fingertips like grains of sand. Like, it's just, it's too much. And I honestly, like, I'm really upset. And I don't know. I want to say we'll get them next year, but this is literally the third time I've been nominated for this award and haven't gotten it. And I'm not trying to be like a sore loser or anything, but like, is it rigged or is it rigged? Because like, the person who won works there. So I don't know. It's just, it's giving, it's an inside job. It's giving, the call is coming from inside the house. But, I mean, we'll talk about it. Give me a call back. All right, bye.
And there you have
Where's
it.
Where's the lie?
I'm so sorry.
Where's the lie?
So now that we know you're not the best radio personality in Rochester, we actually got word that it was Evan Dawson, who I think does a podcast. I don't know. How does that make you feel?
No disrespect on his name whatsoever, but I don't know who that man is.
Well, he used to be an anchor for 13, Wham.
Okay.
For a long time. And now I think he does. I don't know. He does. I think he works for WXXI. But the big question here is, where do we go from here, Breezy? Because you have been campaigning and spent weeks creating fake email accounts to vote for yourself.
Like you think, like I said in the voicemail, you think you know some people, you think you could count on others, and you just can't. And I think this was a big eye-opening experience for me to know that the only person in this world that you really have is yourself. Because all those people that were like, I'm voting for you, I'm praying for you. Like, no, you're not. You didn't vote for me. And it just, like I said, we'll get them next year, but we won't because it's over. The sun is set.
It's so dramatic. No, it really is.
Really not.
Does anyone know somebody who went out of their way to vote for themselves for an award that, dare I say, it's not that important? And then they lost and they felt their world was just completely shattered. Anyone know someone like that or just me?
I'm not trying to be that girl, but like if I went to that party and didn't win, it would have been, dare I say, social suicide.
I think what's so hilarious about this is Breezy forced her girlfriend to reach out to the girl in charge of this party last Friday, the award ceremony, and ask if Breezy won. And the response was, if you want to know the results, you have to show up.
Yeah.
And because there was no guarantee, Breezy refused to go. And would it have been social suicide? Maybe.
Yeah, it would have been really tough. It would have been a tough scene. And everyone's like, oh, you're just a sore loser. Oh, you're just a brat. But you don't know how it feels to have your hopes and dreams ripped from your fingertips. You don't know what that feels like. So you're not in my position. You'll never know.
I feel like I heard a little bit of Trump in that voicemail from yesterday. It was rigged. Listen.
Recount the votes. This person said, Breezy, I wanted... Breezy wanted to message... Oh, this is my girlfriend. Breezy wanted me to message the people in charge of the magazine and straight up ask them if she won before the results were out. And then she asked me to send out a mass email to all of my coworkers.
Yes.
I did do that. And my efforts went unnoticed because I didn't win.
That's how it goes. You know what I mean?
And it's like
boots on the ground.
I would have loved to known the results of like how close everything, like was I at least second place or... was it one vote? Because if it was by one vote and someone here didn't vote for me, absolute snakes upstairs. Like, I'm just
19 years ago, I was on Channel 13's Dancing with the Stars, the radio version.
Sure. Okay.
I was up against 12 other personalities. It came down to the top three. Okay, it was me.
You and Weeze just square dancing.
No, listen, it came down to me, someone down the hall at our sister station, Wesley from the B, and then I think it was Kimberly from the Buzz, who everyone absolutely adored.
Oh, she's a gem.
Yeah, she truly is.
Hope she's well.
So I went out of my way to do the same thing. I voted for myself hundreds of times.
Right.
All right, so came down to final three, live TV. They kicked Kimberly out. Now it's down to the two. And I missed it. I missed it by almost like maybe a dozen votes. That's how close it was. And I'll be honest. I worked hard. I put a lot of practice into dancing. Just day in and day out.
Yeah.
While trying to practice and perform for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at MCC. It was 19-hour days I was putting in.
He's a performer, folks. What can we say?
And me losing that Dancing with the Stars because I so badly wanted that trophy. That was, they probably got on Amazon for $3.
No, it was from the dollar store for sure.
Yeah, I so badly wanted that.
I have one in here.
I can understand your feelings of feeling devastated. Mine lasted maybe 24 hours and I got over it. You, what you're feeling right now is going to last a lifetime.
I'm mourning a loss. A literal loss. And you know what? All these people who are like, you shouldn't vote for yourself and blah, 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 blah. If you're not your biggest fan, that's an issue. You need to seek inward. If you're not your biggest fan, why? Ask yourself, why am I not my biggest fan? What can I change about myself? For me, I would climb mountains for myself.
No, yeah, we know.
And you know what?
We know this.
The award the award was lost, but
you know what you should do right now?
Dignity still stands.
Yeah, well, you should take a second right now to wish your other nominees a congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, like, you guys, go ahead. The stage is yours. Crushed.
Say Evan Dawson. Go ahead.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Do it. Come on. Be a good sport.
I think it was Evan Dawson, Scott Hetsko, and Adam Chodak.
Right.
You guys are all awesome. I mean,
say congratulations,
congrats,
Evan, on being best personality in Rochester.
Congrats on getting that W, Evan.
For being the best personality in Rochester.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music. It's just a devastating scene. Rochester natives in California describe the scene as apocalyptic as these wildfires absolutely rage on. And there's a lot of people that are transplants from Rochester. They grew up here. They lived here their whole life. Moved to LA. That was you, Moose, for many, many years. And a Greece native, Anthony McCall, shares several photos of the Los Angeles region, now living in Silver Lake. He moved there in May of 2024. He said, I've already experienced a few earthquakes and now these wildfires, not something I'm used to in Rochester. It's all over the news. It's all over Instagram. It's all over everywhere. And if you've seen these fires, you know just how devastating they look from the pictures. I can't imagine what they look like in person.
It's truly very scary. Yeah.
There's been gusts have been reported to reach up to 80 mile per hour winds, and they're just feeding these fires to just continue to spread. Officials reported at least 5 people were killed and more than 1,000 structures were destroyed at this time. And it doesn't look like it's letting up anytime soon. I feel like you have a lot more like experience and information on this, considering the fact that you lived there. Did you experience things like this when you were there?
Not at this level, but yes, there was a lot of scary moments. And, right. You know, not just with the fires, but with a couple of earthquakes and just the weather in general. Living in LA, the weather is beautiful. It's a beautiful place. It has a lot going for it, but at a very high cost.
Yeah.
And I'm going to touch on all of that in the next break, because I got a chance yesterday to really touch base with a lot of my friends and the people I'm close with there one by one. And that's how I spent a majority of my evening doing that. And
checking in on them.
I'm going to be honest.
Sure they're okay.
Very concerned right now.
Yeah.
It's very concerning.
Someone actually just texted in and asked how your apartment was. I don't think they know that you got rid of that a couple months back.
I did. I still have some friends that are living there. But it was evacuated last night, which I've never heard of anything happening. So obviously the fires are getting closer and closer just to the center of Hollywood in itself.
I'm curious to hear your take and what your friends said are saying to you. I also want to touch on something coming up here next that is really rubbing me the wrong way in response to these fires from people here, from someone in this very building. It's just not how I feel like we should be reacting to something like this, but I'll tell you exactly what that is, and we'll dive in deeper to this coming up next.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 24 for the high today. We wanted to talk about this really quick. I can't imagine not talking and discussing this. Just asking everyone if they can please keep everyone in Los Angeles in their thoughts. The fires there that started in the Pacific Palisades, which is a neighborhood, it's in the west side of LA.
Yeah, describe that, because you're very much more familiar with that than anybody here probably.
It's not a huge neighborhood, but it's gorgeous. And about 90%, almost all of it is completely gone.
And like, explain why?
You know, there's something that what I've been told from some of my friends there is there's always wildfires there. They happen at specific times of the year, but there's also something called the Santa Ana winds, which happen at a certain time, which the winds get really, really bad. It's in the middle of the afternoon. You know, it could just start 50-mile-an-hour winds, and that comes from the Pacific Ocean. So usually when that hits, and if there's a small fire, I mean, it could take a couple minutes to just spread like you wouldn't believe. How this actual fire started, I'm not 100% familiar. I know it started in the Palisades, in that neighborhood. Then it spread at such a rapid pace that now it seems that most, like I said, most of that neighborhood is gone. It's wiped out. I spent a majority of my evening reaching out to a lot of my close friends one by one. Right now, the situation is unimaginable.
So the neighborhood in which you're talking, is there like forests and trees around?
It's think of like the Hollywood Hills. There,
right.
Homes are stacked up on each other, but there's also beautiful side streets. But some of the buildings within the Pacific Palisades like are over 115 years old.
Yeah.
And those are gone. It's just it's heartbreaking.
It's devastating.
To see the videos on social of people stuck in their homes, even in places like Malibu, that you just never think in an area like that, that something like this detrimental could take place, but it can, especially in a place like California.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon for a lot of these fires. God knows I've seen my share, but right now the winds are so strong that it's blowing the fires into Malibu, onto the Pacific Coast Highway, which is a long stretch of road that really goes from Santa Monica all the way into Malibu. And you have all those beachfront properties and all those million-dollar homes that are that you see on TV and in the movies. Those are gone. I couldn't believe it, considering that a lot of these homes that are right on the water had burnt down. I don't know how the fire carried itself from where it was to where it ended up yesterday. I have no idea how that was possible. Because you never think all these homes that are on the water, you think, you know, they're safe from a fire, which was the opposite.
Yeah, well, if you throw water on a fire, doesn't it just ignite it more?
It's the winds that are really just feeding it. So
that's like really, and someone asked how your apartment in LA is.
Well, right
how
now,
that's going.
I talked to a dear friend of mine, Kristen, yesterday. She's a therapist. She lives in a town called Pasadena. And she was looking out her window yesterday and she was trying to do sessions with clients. And she told me she could see some of the fires from way back into the hills. And there were a couple of homes, friends, close friends of hers, that burnt down that are only 3 miles away from her. Yeah. My director, Greg, that we spoke to on the show a couple months back, he packed up his office, he packed up his home, him and his wife left. I talked to my acting coach, Barry, yesterday, and he told me how concerned he was. He's in North Hollywood, but my apartment building in Hollywood had a level 3 evacuation. So everybody in Hollywood right now is leaving because across the street in the Hollywood Hills where I was living was a very well-known hiking trail called Runyon Canyon. That is completely on fire. And that is the worst place for a fire because it's so dry.
Yeah.
Everything there is dead. It's just extremely dry. It hasn't rained in a long time. And I'm just so broken up by some of these places that they're gone. I feel heartbroken. And one of the iconic places, I used to drive the Pacific Coast Highway every Saturday morning into Malibu, and Moon Shadows was this beautiful beachfront property. It was a little bar. Been there for years and years, and it's all gone. And my old boss lived in the Pacific Palisades. His entire house is gone. It's burnt to nothing. I mean, just talking to some of my friends yesterday, though, I really feel for them because some of those fires are only 20 minutes away. For others, they're only 10 minutes away. And you
That's
can hear...
really scary.
It is. You can hear the panic.
Well, I mean, the story that I just read about the Greece native who now lives there is like described it as apocalyptic, which is horrific to even think about. I think one of the biggest things for me, although I don't have like a personal connection to the area or the people, is the response of others about these fires and about these people losing their homes. Excuse me.
I don't agree with people saying things like, well, they chose to live there, or they're millionaires, so who cares? Like, they got what was coming to them.
It's so tacky and so dismissive. People who don't live...
It's very distasteful.
If you don't live there, you can't understand the pain of watching your own city burn down. The places you love, the places that you eat at, the places that you frequent with friends and have meetings and live your day-to-day life. It doesn't matter if you're a millionaire or not. It's so tacky to me, considering the fact that these people, first of all, who cares if you're a millionaire or if you're an actor or if you're a celebrity? You work for the things that you have.
Right.
And if it's just taken away from you, why is that a dismissive way of just saying, well, you know, you got what was coming to you? How? Why?
Like,
bad things happen to anybody, right, and they can happen anywhere. But it just pisses me off so much when somebody says, well, they're millionaires, they can afford to get a new house. That's not the point.
It's their entire life and world just burnt in front of them, regardless of whether they have $5 in the bank account or $5 billion in the bank account. Like, your things that you have that are a part of your daily life are now gone. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And it's insane to me, because when a hurricane rolls through Florida or New Orleans or whatever, we all rally around. But it's not that people aren't doing that for the fires, but it's just a little more sympathetic. So it's like, well, that's like, you know, that's the average Joe just trying to make their way. How devastating for them. And it's like, just because they're on the West Coast and they live in LA and there's a stigma around LA that everyone who lives there is absolutely loaded and a millionaire and famous, that's simply not true. I mean,
no,
look at you, Moose. No offense, respectfully, of course.
It's definitely not the case. I mean, it's your everyday people, and
right,
people live in certain areas there, but it's I've never seen it get so close to home. And the fact that everybody left my apartment building yesterday and was asked to leave,
right,
because the fires were directly across the street is jarring.
It's like, where do you go? Like, can you go?
You know, so a lot of people are leaving and driving to Las Vegas. Others are driving north to Northern California. It really depends. I don't know. I don't know what I would be doing in that situation right now.
Right.
There's a possibility I would have gone out sooner, but I don't know.
Can you fly?
I don't know what's going on at LAX. I have no idea. My buddy Raph flew in back home, I think it was Tuesday or yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was on the phone with him, and I said, this is terrible timing on your part. You know?
Should have stayed. Or stayed in Rochester or Philly or wherever he was.
So I've never seen anything like this before. I just ask if everyone can keep my friends and the residents in the city of LA in their prayers, because they're going to need a lot of them. And
don't dismiss their loss, question mark?
No, because look, same can happen. If, God forbid, something happened to us here tragically, you know, anywhere.
Right.
Just medium income families. Somebody in a third world country could say the same about us. Oh, they're loaded. They're well off. No problem.
Right.
We don't even have running water here.
They got what was coming to them.
They got what was coming.
You being jealous of somebody's hard work and ethic and job is weird to me. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, I just don't do well with the people that lack so much empathy for something like this that's happening.
Yeah.
That's totally out of control for most people. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. So right now it's just, we're staying updated. It's the only news right now that's coming up on TV and social media and everywhere. It was a tough night, and I'm just really pulling for that city and the people I love that are there.
Keeping your friends and close ones in our thoughts and prayers, because it's just like insane.
Yeah.
Literally insane. You made a lot of really great friends and relationships out there that, I mean, they'll probably never be the same. Them as people. So
no, they've experienced a lot of loss in the last 24 hours. A lot of loss. So we're gonna take a quick break here. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings.